Right, let's talk to Mal, who is in Bristol. Hello, Mal, how are you?
And also, I'm good.
Thanks for coming on the programme. Mal, were you caught up in these protests yesterday?
I was, because I've been protesting outside the new Tesco shop since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And just concerned with the shop, really, not with the squat opposite that had been occupied for many, many years. But I was getting increasingly puzzled at the amount of security that were there, because we were just peacefully protesting. We weren't, you know, sort of a threat or a danger to Tesco itself at all. And because I was there for long periods, I was chatting to security people and discovered that two of the firms were employed by Tesco. One was from Cornwall, another from London, and another third company were Geordie Boys, and they were very tough. And they said they weren't at liberty to disclose the London firm that employed them. But as you got chatting, they said that they were specialists in evicting squats along the Thames. And I thought, as the days went past, that their professionalism was not quite what I would expect, because they kept referring to the people in the area as street scum, and that if they lived where they came from, they would be smashed to bits. I'm actually quoting them. And I was a bit worried by this, and I said, you know, smashed to bits by who then? And one of the chaps said, by normal people. And I said, and who are normal people? He said, why me? He said, but I didn't piece it together. I was the only one there last night with my placard. And as I was leaving, I was looking at this enormous police presence that was amassing. It was a balmy summer evening. People were sitting outside cafes and bars drinking. And the security that were, I mean, a completely inappropriate amount of security, were focusing on the squat opposite. And the chap that had been describing the local people in such a derogatory way had said they've got petrol bombs in there. And I said, I don't think so, because I'd been there over the 4 days. There were about four people in the building itself. And I hadn't seen any evidence of any of that. And they reported it to the police, who immediately responded with a huge, over-the-top reaction, I believe that. I don't think it was about the Tesco protest at all. I think it's a volatile area, richly diverse, and I think it was instigated for other reasons.
Like what?
Well, because the actual squat, the legal process of actually, because they were talking from the Friday about how these people were going to be evicted after a long period of time. And so I assumed that it would be a legal process. And I'm thinking,
so all those police officers turned up to evict four people from a squad?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't,
on the belief,
that doesn't make sense, does it?
But the police statement on our local radio this morning said they had reason to believe that there were petrol bombs.
Right,
were all
okay, well,
equipment to make
so
them.
Then it would and make sense that there'd be a few more police officers.
Absolutely, but yeah. to make them react like that, they had to be, well, they were informed by, because this security man actually told me. But
okay.
But I just thought the inappropriate level of security for what was a peaceful protest.